The following is a letter sent to Timmins Council regarding the proposed redevelopment of the Golden Manor. We come before you today to share a compelling narrative, one that embodies both a profound personal journey and a visionary proposal for the advancement of our beloved community. In 2017, my family was confronted with a life-altering challenge when my mother, then 59 years old, was diagnosed with a colossal aneurysm on her optic nerve. The complexity of her condition necessitated immediate surgery, a 12-hour ordeal fraught with inherent risks. Despite the tireless efforts of skilled neurosurgeons, the procedure did not achieve the desired outcome, leaving my mother with extensive brain damage and in a state of vulnerability. Undeterred by the bleak prognosis, we embarked on an arduous quest for hope and healing. Months of unwavering support and devotion bore fruit, as our mother emerged from her protracted slumber, her determination to reclaim life defying all odds. Alas, the damage incurred during her battle with the aneurysm has left her unable to care for herself independently. Thus, the heart-wrenching decision was made to seek a long-term care facility, where she could receive the specialized care her situation warranted. After meticulous exploration of all viable options, the choice became evident. The Golden Manor emerged as an exceptional institution, standing out among others for its superior staff-to-patient ratio, its steadfast resilience during the pandemic, and its prestigious recognition with Accreditation Canada's highest standing. This establishment caters not only to the elderly but also extends its compassionate services to adults of all ages in need of care. Many families, like mine, find themselves compelled to make such difficult decisions once their children turn 18, as the resources for private in-home care become limited. The gravity of this predicament leads us to ponder the impending inevitability of long-term care for each of us and our loved ones. Investing in the Golden Manor represents more than just securing care for the vulnerable among us. It is an investment in the collective well-being and prosperity of our community. By fostering a facility of exemplary standards, we set a precedent for other centers to follow, propelling Timmins to the forefront of innovative and compassionate care. The profound impact of this venture transcends mere fiscal concerns. It transcends time and touches the lives of those who have contributed so much to our society. We implore you, esteemed members of the Council, to reflect upon the profound implications of this decision. The Golden Manor is not a mere fiscal venture. It is an embodiment of our values, an assurance of dignified living for those who have paved the way for generations to come. Let us rise above the constraints of short-sightedness and embrace this opportunity to manifest a legacy of compassion, innovation, and unity. The potential of the Golden Manor as a flagship long-term care facility for Timmins is boundless. It serves as a bastion of trust, where families can rest assured that their loved ones are embraced with utmost care and devotion. By endorsing this endeavor, we steer our community toward a brighter future, one where our commitment to compassion and dignity shines as an example for others to emulate. We beseech you to reconsider this momentous decision, to let wisdom and empathy guide the way. The metamorphosis of the Golden Manor is not a burden, it is an emblem of the fortitude and solidarity that define us as a community. Let us seize this opportunity to usher in an era of progress, honor, and support for those who need it most. Respectfully and earnestly, Jennifer Birch and April Bailey.